Are you great because Doug Peterson is gone?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, it's one of those things that, I mean, from a football perspective, I think it was probably the right move for the Eagles. Obviously, for sentimental reasons, you know, I as a fan owe so much to Doug Peterson for being the first coach to be able to do the, you know, previously unachievable thing in delivering a Lombardi trophy to the city of Philadelphia. But in my opinion, you know, it's not enough. You know, just firing Doug Peterson really doesn't get much done, in my opinion, for the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, if they were to, you know, fire the coach and fire the GM, I think things are a little bit different. But right now it seems as if the general manager has so much to do with a lot of the game day decisions and a lot of the decisions that, you know, actually end up happening on the field and you know, ones that a head coach should have. So, you know, it's really, really kind of sad in a nostalgic kind of way that you know, Doug is the scapegoat here. But, you know, ultimately, I guess I'm not great because of what I'm going to be watching from Eagles football for the next 4 to 5 years.
So give me a couple of bullet points on why you think Howie Roseman should have gone as well.
So I really just think in terms of roster construction, you know, this team starting this season simply just wasn't good enough. You know, you look back into last season and kind of where they were at the end of the season, and you know, the NFC East has been the worst division, you know, in the NFL these last two seasons. This year obviously was historically bad, but last year, you know, equally as bad. You know, the Eagles were injured again and, you know, going through the same thing as they have been the last couple of years. But really what ended up happening was Carson Wentz sort of put the team on his back in a way, and you know, they were really down bad in terms of their weapons and their playmakers. You know, they had rookies out there, they had a bunch of practice squad players out there, and Carson Wentz really put these guys on his back and kind of limped them into the playoffs. You know, first quarterback in Eagles history to throw for 4,000 yards, first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 4,000 yards without having a 500-yard or more receiver, got these guys to the postseason and obviously got cheap-shotted, in my opinion, out of that postseason game. Well, last year, everything he did was sort of, you know, he got the Foles monkey off his back, you know, did everything that people said he couldn't do again, you know, play a full season, you know, things like that. And he showed you what he could do, and he was the leader of this team. Well, after that, something that good quarterback play does is it really masks a lot of the other issues that are going on within an organization. So basically, they made it to the playoffs, and Carson Wentz got them there, and they said, "Oh, see, you know, everything's fine. We don't need to make any major adjustments." Well, all they did was they fired the offensive coordinator and brought in, you know, six guys to make an offensive coordinator by committee, quote unquote. You know, they kept the same quarterback coach in there. Who hasn't done anything to improve Carson Wentz over the last 2 years. And then, you know, what did Howie Roseman do? What do you need to do right now? You need to shore up the offensive line, maybe get some younger talent to be able to when some of these guys start to go, the Jason Peters, the Brandon Brooks was coming off an injury and obviously got injured again, the Lane Johnsons, Jason Kelce, when they start to move on, you need to have somebody who's ready to go in the wings to step in for them. Instead, you know, and also, you know, get some weapons for Carson Wentz.
Right.
Instead, what did they do is, you know, I still think Jalen Reagor could be a really good player for the Eagles, but you have the obvious, you know, option right there in Justin Jefferson. We all saw what he did this season. And then you go into round two, obviously, and, you know, Jeremy Chin's right there for the taking in a position that you really, really need to address in this draft, and they go ahead and take Jalen Hurts. And instead of it being, you know, in terms of the list of problems that were going on with the Eagles, quarterback was probably, you know, on the second page of that list, and yeah, they somehow made it number one. So, you know, it was set up to be, you know, it was set up to be a failure of a season, ultimately by the construction of the roster. And then, you know, it's kind of been reported a little bit that Howie Roseman has a lot of say when it comes to who dresses and who doesn't dress on game days, and, you know, who should be playing more and should play this number of snaps and who should be playing in front of this person, and a lot of things that are on the field decisions that should be made by a coach, the coach of the Eagles doesn't really get to make. So, you know, in my opinion, we saw it with the Phillies, right? Like, they went ahead and fired Gabe Kapler, and while I don't think Gabe Kapler was the best manager in the world, keeping the GM around, you know, you have one of the best managers in baseball over the last 20 years in Joe Girardi, and the result was essentially the same this season because you still have the same person, you know, making the roster and controlling the roster. So, you know, they kind of go hand in hand, in my opinion, and just, you know, scapegoating Doug Peterson really doesn't solve much for this franchise.